What up, though, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Daily Upside. I'm your host, Keenan Rivals, bringing you sports cards news every day. Yesterday was a pretty crazy day. We had a lot of basketball games, but surprisingly, not that much news, at least in the sports cards realm. Not much has changed in 24 hours. Bringing up the Athletic here, and again, didn't see too much. You know it's a slow day when you have an article about the Detroit Pistons. Shout out to my Pistons. Actually, let me not pick on that article. It's about mental health. We got to have a moment for mental health. You know, you guys know I'd be struggling with my mental health. So let me not say too much about that. But yeah, definitely a slow day. Yeah, I also touched on, you know, Giannis. He's ranked number 24, and he's one of the most decorated players in the last decade. Definitely like Giannis. Definitely want to read that article. Maybe we'll save that for tomorrow. I think I have some content about Giannis tomorrow, so that's a better fit. But yeah, not a lot of action. We obviously had a lot of basketball games yesterday. Celtics finally are getting some W's up there. We got that core playing better. The Hornets won, which I guess that's not what I want to see. I really want to see the Hawks kind of try to, you know, figure out that eighth seed. So Hornets and Knicks, like, but the Hawks won too. The Hawks won in a big fashion. They came back from a 20-point deficit or a double-digit deficit or something like that. Trae Young had some big threes. So shout out to him. I've been watching the Grizzlies a lot. You know, the Bulls lost yesterday because, you know, Zach LaVine's down. But yeah, man, you know, Desmond Bane and Ja Morant, they're looking really good out there. Really, really good. So definitely watching the Grizzlies. I think Ja Morant's a superstar. What else happened here? Devin Booker had 48 points. The Mavericks barely beat the Thunder. You know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 34 points. We'll be talking about him later. And the Lakers got a W, and that Westbrook dunk. Boy, that Westbrook dunk. If you guys haven't seen it, definitely go look that up because it was crazy. Yesterday, if you guys are signed up for the newsletter, you received my Upside Auctions newsletter. That's where I just send you like sports cards that I think are good plays. As always, none of this stuff is financial advice. This is just like, if I had the money, these would be the cards that I buy. Or, you know, so basically on this channel, I'm just sharing you guys my insights. If you're new here, go ahead, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. It helps. But yeah, you know, yesterday was a slow day for sports cards. Wasn't a lot of cards listed that I thought were interesting, but definitely a few that sparked my attention. This Luka Doncic contenders, for those of you who aren't watching on YouTube. You know, LeBron James had a few dope cards in the last night. He had the Bowman PSA 10, which is like your mid-level LeBron James rookie, but he also had the Topps Contemporary PSA 10, which is like super, super rare. And yeah, I think that one ended up going for, what was it? Yeah, 17,000. So a pretty big day for LeBron James. Those rare cards are still at play. And what else? We had another LeBron James cards sale yesterday. That was his 2013-14 Prism Silver. So that's like second year Prism for those of you who don't know. And just bringing it up because I think $1,500 for that card is relatively cheap. You know, considering this is only the second year Prism. I'm thinking years down the road right now. You know, once Prism and Panini are kind of, you know, not creating or cards anymore. You know, we don't know what's going to happen in terms of fanatics and things, but I think people will kind of go back and pick up those LeBron James cards. And it's not just because Prism, you know, is like an elite set and this is the second year, but I think that when it's all said and done, number 6, that's LeBron James's jersey number for the Miami Heat. I think that's going to be like a card to chase. I mean, LeBron in Miami is obviously what we all remember. That's his prime. You know, we love that he came to Cleveland and got a championship. We love that he brought one to L.A. Maybe he'll bring another one within the next few years. But number 6 was a different player. And I think, like, elite LeBron fans will want to get those cards. So if you got the money, I think 2012-13, first-year Prism, just great buy right now. I think 2013-14, second-year Prism is a great buy. Maybe, you know, first-year Select, you know. I think there's some buys there, so wanted to point that out from one of yesterday's auctions. Moving on, we had Luka. We talked about this earlier. His contenders, PSA 10 sold. You guys know I love contenders. You're probably tired of hearing about it, but look, I have to give you the content. I have to let you know what's going on in my head. I think this car for $7,000 is properly priced. I'm not trying to say, like, this is a steal or this is a great value. I mean, if you got Stephen Curry's contenders going for $30,000, Luka going at 7,000, I guess that seems about right. Some could say that might be too high. I would say, like, based on how the Mavericks are playing, maybe that's a little bit too high, but we know people pay top dollar for elite potential. So, yeah, man, this is coming in at 7,000. At one point in time, his contenders and his Prizm Silver PSA 10 were about the same price. So I know you guys are tired of me preaching about contenders, but I've been right so far. The Prizm PSA 10 sold yesterday as well for $2,950. This used to be a $6,000, $7,000 card. So it looks like the contenders is definitely winning. It's scarce. It's an autograph. It's on card. It's beautiful. If you got the money and you're investing in a young player, grab his contenders, guys. Grab his contenders. And definitely grab it over the Prizm Silver. I know we can look at this and we can say, okay, well, his contenders rookie auto selling for double the price of his, you know, Prizm Silver. That makes sense. Well, it makes sense for Luka, but believe it or not, there's not a lot of people who are educated out here on this. You know, if you look at other players, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, for example, who scored, what was it, 34 yesterday? Was it 34? It was 34. 34 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. He's doing his thing. Not a great investment. I'm just showing you guys this for example. I don't believe people should be buying Shai Gilgeous-Alexander stuff. But yeah, his Prizm Silver PSA 10 sold for $500 recently. A little more than I thought. You know, I don't think that Shai Gilgeous should be half the price of Trae Young, but that's just me. But if you look here, you know, if not, you know, maybe about a week ago, his contenders PSA 10 sold for $405. So we have Luka, whose contenders is going for double his Prizm Silver. And then we have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, whose Prizm is going for the same price. Now, with that being said, I do know, at least in the Prizm rookie, I don't know if it's for the silver, Shai Gilgeous cards were short printed. As you can see, if you're watching this on YouTube, he doesn't have that rookie logo. There weren't that many of them. So there is a chance that his Prizm Silver could be like super scarce and super limited. I haven't looked it up. Even with that being said, I don't think that it's as limited as the contenders because those are super limited. So yeah, you can kind of find like these little set arbitrages. You know, if the contenders rookie is cheaper than the PSA 10 Prizm Silver, well, then that's a buying signal, in my opinion. If you're looking at a guy, if you believe in a guy, you want to make sure that you can get that on-card rookie auto. Like, that's going to be a play. Now, with that being said, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is also a really good example of, like, maybe what you don't want to do. When it comes to buying these higher-end cards, you don't want to kind of get those mid-tier guys. Like, you don't want to get, like, the Khris Middleton contenders or, you know, like, the Miles Bridges contenders. You want to get people who you think are going to be superstars. That's where the value is going to be at. No one's looking to buy, like, I can't even give you an example of a subpar player. But yeah, you want to make sure, like, you think the guy's going to be an all-star, a superstar. If you believe in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, then buy him up. But yeah, you don't want to be out here just buying, like, those mid-tier players because they're probably not going to have a huge market. Whenever you buy these kind of rookies, you want to make sure that the player has a market. And when I say market, I mean he has people who are interested in investing in him. He's the leader of his team, so people are interested in collecting him. You want to make sure that there's some people who are essentially bidding for these cards, who are in a bidding war for these cards. There's only like 35 of them for each player. So, you know, whoever gets it, you want to make sure they're going to like lock it up in their PC. So, yeah, don't invest in any guys that are subpar. I can't overstate that. You will lose money. So, yeah, if you don't think the Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was a good comparison, because I believe this is short printed. I want to look up the pop report, but I'm tired this morning, guys, so it's not going to happen. But, yeah, I got another example for you, and this one's a little sketchy as well. But, hey, you know, like I said, it's a slow day in the market. So, a few days ago, Klay Thompson's Prizm Silver PSA 10 sold for $8,610. I could be wrong, but I know this was, like, around the time where he came back, so prices may be a little inflated. And beautiful card, Prizm's all-time great card. I don't know if, like, I mean, this is a 2012 Prizm, so again, that comparison is sketchy. But if you look here, just recently, his PSA 10 contenders sold for $1,888. I mean, literally almost a 4X in terms of, like, the price point on the Prizm Silver. Again, this one should have a premium. It's that first-year Prizm. It's silver. It's super limited. But, you know, these are also undervalued. You know, this one is a sticker rookie auto, but I guarantee you over time, you're going to see that gap close, especially when we can start working up those comparisons. You see a Stephen Curry contender sell for, you know, $25,000. Well, Klay Thompson's probably not going to be had at $2,000. So, again, there's some really good opportunities here with this contender stuff, especially the older cards. People are sleeping on these because they have the sticker auto, but yeah, these are just way too cheap. So, Definitely look up your favorite player, look up that guy you're investing in, and see if that contender's rookie auto is cheaper than the Prizm. If so, grab one. You know, Hedge, just grab one to grab one. I think with Fanatics coming back with sports cards, the autographs are going to be more in style than ever. You know, I think that's going to be the play. I'm here for the silvers and the golds, but I mean, who's going to pass up on a beautiful card? Now, with that being said, I did read that Fanatics is going to focus more on card autographs. So, you know, stickers might, you know, get hurt a little bit, but I don't know. I don't think so. I think this card's too cheap. I think it's so cheap that I included it in the morning bins today. I included this a few weeks ago, but there's a Contenders Gold of Klay Thompson with a bin of $5,000. I mean, that's cheaper than his Prism Silver. There's only 10 of those made. It's the first. It's 1 out of 10 in terms of the serial number. I just think that's too cheap. Let me know what you guys think in the comments if you think this is a good buy. I mean, if you don't, it has the best offer option, so maybe you get it for $4,000. This is clearly somebody who's trying to liquidate, in my opinion. And, yeah, I think you're never going to see this card again. So definitely think that's a steal. I'm interested to know, like, what you guys think about the Contenders plays. Like, how do you feel about them? I know every player doesn't have one, and that's a downfall. But, man, they're so hard to find. I was looking for, like, Jason Tatum Contenders last year. Still haven't found one. You know, I would love a Ja Morant Contenders. But, yeah, let me know what you guys think about those. Since we're talking about cards that, you know, I think you might want to look at or buy, here's another risky play. I was looking at DeMar DeRozan cards. Obviously, I'm a big Zach LaVine guy. But DeMar DeRozan is getting a lot of the attention in Chicago. You know, they're putting up similar points. But, you know, we see DeMar DeRozan taking those big shots at the end of the game. We see him getting those big rebounds. You know, he's averaging the assists. He's putting up MVP numbers. And, you know, I was wondering, like, is this Topps Chrome card going to pop? You know, I mean, it's already went up. But when I was looking at card ladder here, I was shocked to see that it hasn't gone up that much. I mean, 6 months ago, I mean, this card was $920. And today, you know, the last one sold for $1,100. Now, this buy it now for the PSA 10 Topps Chrome is, you know, $1,799, but there is another one listed with the best offer option. That's the one I included in morning bins today. So, yeah, if you think DeMar DeRozan is a solid play, you might want to look at this. I mean, this card is numbered to 999, and it's only 14 graded. So, like, you know, if a few people buy these off, like, eBay right now, they could literally control the DeMar DeRozan market. Now, going back to what we said about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you know, you have to ask yourself, like, how many DeMar DeRozan collectors are there? Well, you know, he did play for the Toronto Raptors, so one could think that a lot of people in Toronto love him or in Canada love him. But he also went to the San Antonio Spurs, and that's like death for sports cards, you know, investments and you know, just overall collectors. So, yeah, just giving you guys some insight into what's going on into my mind, some things that I'm looking at. I'm not telling you to go buy DeMar DeRozan rookie, but I do think with the pop being 14 and with Klay Thompson's being like $50,000, and, you know, James Harden kind of being up there as well, that it could be a potential play. I could see folks kind of gearing towards that. We saw it last year with Blake Griffin when he went to the Nets. And if the Bulls keep playing really hard and they keep and they kind of show, like, because right now they're number one and, like, we respect that. But, like, no one thinks the Bulls are going to win, you know. So if the sentiment changes, I can definitely see this car, you know, doubling in price. You know, I'm just going to put it out there. I mean, there's only 14 of them. It's the last set of Topps Chrome. If DeMar DeRozan can go out this season with a bang, then, like, I'm sure there's people who are just, like, straight-up degen collectors who want to complete this set. You know, based on this, there can only be 14 of these sets completed if we're just going off DeMar DeRozan's pop report. So, again, not telling you to buy it, but those are the kind of things that I think about. You're probably not going to be able to get it for $1,100. You know, I'm letting you guys know who are going to do that best offer. One hasn't sold in like 2 or 3 weeks. The Bulls are playing great. You're probably going to have to go like that 13-14 route just to get the guy interested. He'll probably counter you with like 15-50. I'm just thinking like what I would do if I was selling this card. So just putting it out there so you guys don't waste your time or lowball or get blocked or potentially just miss out on this if you like to play. So, yeah, let me know what you think about that as well. Last but not least, I like to have a couple budget options here. It's getting tough because it's such a high-end card market now. But I really like these Chronicle plays. This is the Luminance, if you guys aren't looking, of Ja Morant, where he's dunking over Kevin Love. I think that basketball cards do a terrible job at capturing, like, iconic moments. You know, but I'm starting to see, like, we're getting a few more. So this Ja Morant's one of them. We got the LeBron James Kobe tribute dunk. I think iconic moments in sports on basketball cards are going to be a big thing moving forward. I mean, this card is super limited, being that it's Chronicles. Not many people graded it. Actually, people probably graded the hell out of this one. I haven't looked at the pop report. I'm going to assume that it's limited because it's a paper card. And it's just a great photo. And John Morant's playing like at a superstar level. He's looking like he might be the second coming of Derrick Rose, including the injuries. So that's kind of scary. But yeah, if he continues to dominate, if Desmond Bane continues to be like Klay Thompson Jr., then I can see these pulling up in value for those of you who don't have $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 to invest in the sports cards. I think these paper rookies are going to be dope. I think Chronicles is super underrated. And I think it's one of the few retail sets that people have opened in the last few years. Like, when you think about it, you know, you can't get like Prism anymore. It's super tough. But like, for a little while, it was easier to get Chronicles. So I think the younger generation or the future generation will have a little more connection to it. Just like we have a connection to like Topps and Topps Chrome, even though those weren't like the most popular sets. But that's what we bought at stores. That's what we saw at Target or Walmart. And we gravitated, you know, towards that once we got older. So yeah, long term play here if you believe in John Morant. And this really isn't about John Morant. I think Chronicles across the board, PSA 10s are just really good buys. The Trae Youngs, the Lucas, the Panini variations, the score generations. I just think people will gravitate towards those when it's all said and done. Just because a lot of the other paper rookies from this era are super, you know, overpopulated. And most of the ones that are, you know, somewhat limited are just far too expensive now. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of it for the day. Slow day in the market. Yesterday was a Monday, so was, you know, not expecting too much and, you know, kind of expecting a repeat today. I have noticed that a lot of really good auctions have been ending on Wednesday. So hopefully, you know, the next coming episodes will be a little more special. But, yeah, guys, let me know what you want to hear from me next. Let me know if you have some plays in the comments that you want me to look at. I'll definitely take a look at those. I just realized that I recorded this entire video in the wrong fashion, but it's all good. We'll get it next time. You know, my screen's messed up here. So yeah, that's it for this one, guys. Thanks for checking out the video. If you haven't already, head over to the High Upside Show, sign up for the newsletter, get this in your inbox every day so you won't miss another play. I should keep saying that, right? I'll catch you guys in the next one. Happy investing.